From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Virginia Senator Jim Webb is in Myanmar. He says he'll return home tomorrow with an American man now in a Myanmar prison. John Yedaw was sentenced to 7 years for showing up uninvited at the home of democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi. Webb says the military rulers have agreed to release Yedaw to him. He said he was also allowed to meet today with Suu Kyi for nearly an hour. Suu Kyi's house arrest has been extended by 18 months because of Yedaw's visit. Although a final decision hasn't been announced, the only person convicted in the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am jet over Lockerbie, Scotland, may be released soon. It's causing concern on both sides of the Atlantic, but for different reasons. Larry Miller reports from London.
Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi denies any connection with the bombing of New York-bound Pan Am Flight 103. He's been trying to get his appeal heard. A Scottish court finally agreed, but now dying of cancer, his choice boiled down to dropping his appeal if he wanted to be allowed to return to Libya to die, and so he has. Many of the victims' families are angry because they believe him to be guilty. Secretary of State Clinton phoned Scotland's Justice Minister, expressing the U.S. government's strong disapproval. Some relatives and others believe there was a cover-up, and without the appeal, the truth won't come out. Meanwhile, the London Times reports once Megrahi is returned, energy giant BP will be given the okay for a Libyan gas project that's so far been stalled. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A car bomb exploded outside NATO headquarters in Kabul, Afghanistan today. Officials say 7 people were killed. The attack comes just 5 days before Afghans go to the polls to elect a president. President Obama is promoting his plans to change the nation's health care system again this weekend. He devoted his weekly address to that subject. Later today, he'll hold another town hall meeting, this time in Colorado. From member station KCFR, Eric Whitney reports.
The president will speak at a high school gym in Grand Junction, Colorado, a small city in the state's far west. Grand Junction has been highlighted in numerous national media reports in recent weeks as having a model healthcare system that delivers high-quality care at among the lowest prices in the country. It does it in part by paying doctors to keep patients healthy, rather than for doing a lot of medical procedures. The president has said there need to be similar changes to market incentives in American healthcare. President Obama has faced generally friendly crowds at previous town hall meetings on health care, but the county he's visiting in Colorado voted 2-1 against him in the presidential election. He's expected to talk about capping out-of-pocket expenses in private health insurance plans as part of the health system overhaul he favors. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Grand Junction, Colorado.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Central Texas is experiencing one of its worst droughts in history. The last deepwater boat ramp at the 63-mile-long Lake Travis near Austin has closed. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Austin imposed more stringent mandatory water restrictions as Lake Travis, the source of water for more than 1 million people, dropped well below half full, down nearly 50 feet. Travis's main basin is now pockmarked with islands, and for recreational boaters, navigating the lake has become a treacherous pastime. State officials say that in 9 central and south central counties, the drought is the worst since record-keeping began in 1895. The heart of Texas has been scorched by 100-plus temperatures for weeks, but 200 miles north in Dallas, the lakes are full and the temperatures milder. With water recreation so prevalent, the region has suffered a plethora of drownings. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Strong winds are spreading a wildfire in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. The blaze has blackened close to 8 square miles. More than 1,000 homes and buildings are threatened. Fire spokesman John Buchanan says the firefighters are ready.
We have people around homes that are in the immediate area to where if the fire does bump up into that, they will be there and do their best to protect those structures.
About 2,400 people were told to leave their homes. The National Hurricane Center is tracking Hurricane Guillermo in the Pacific Ocean, about 1,400 miles west of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. And Hurricane Ann formed today is the first named tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.